Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Company's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Company program from the new air-conditioned Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. We're coming to you over KFIL Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Hal Krupp. Tired of sorting the whites, the colors, and the delicates? Vacuum cleaner not getting the cobwebs or the earwigs? Dishes seem to be getting dirty faster than you can load and unload the dishwasher? Grout turning a dingy gray? Well, just put all that on hold and let us take you away like Calgon, for it's the over-the-back fence salute to household chores. Joining us to sweep up the mess and wash down the walls are special musical guests Smash the Windows, youth musical guests Abby and Sam Stocker, another installment of Days of Our Roadsboro, a chat with the good folks from the Lanesboro Lions, and all the usual suspects, Barb Keith, Carolyn Freese, Nancy Husengay, Lynn Susag, Steph Dickens, and Sarah Hawkins. And joining me for co-hosting duties, a man who has absolutely no problem sorting out the whites from the rest of the laundry, my co-host, Token Damon Prestaman. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Route Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions
the
Club,
The Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence Gang, the ever-lovely Captain Bob Petrillo, our executive producer.
His assistant, glamorous Glenn Jensen.
Internet guru, jazzin' Jason Underfirth.
For artistic director, Stella Burt.
Irene Erkenbrock and the Maytag repairman at the box office. Household chores. Damon, what household chore are you ducking out on?
Well, you're right. I have no problem separating the colors from the whites. Although, you know, it's interesting. I have never been able to figure out how to fold a fitted sheet.
You grab it very carefully from the tuck points and tuck the tuck points into the tuck points and then lay it on the bed, folding over the fitted part so that it gets to become a rectangle and then fold it together four or five times.
All right, I might stick with my plan, which is just rolling it into a ball.
That works too. Yeah. What color are your sheets?
I'd rather not answer what color my sheets are. They're white.
Okay. When you're sorting the whites from the colors from the delicates, do you have a special collection of colors that you put aside?
The brown ones.
I think that's wise. I would add to that pile the green ones.
All right.
And here to sing about it is Barb Keith with Somewhere That's Green.
It's just a little daydream of mine, a little development that I dream of. It's just off the interstate in a little suburb far, far from urban Skid Row. It's the sweetest, greenest place where everybody has the same little lawn out front and the same little flagstone patio out back. Ugh. And all the houses are so neat and pretty because they all look just the same. Oh, I dream about it all the time. A matchbox of our own. Of real chain link, a grill out on the patio, disposal in the sink, a washer and a dryer, and an ironing machine. In the tract house that we share, somewhere that's green. He rakes and trims the grass. He loves to mow and weed. I cook like Betty Crocker, and I look like Donna Reed. There's plastic on the furniture to keep it neat and clean. In the pine sol scented air, somewhere that's green. between our frozen dinner and our bedtime, 9:15. We snuggle watching Lucy on our big, enormous 12-inch screen. I'm his December bride. He's father, he knows best. The kids watch Howdy Doody as the sun sets in the west. A picture out of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Far from Skid Row, I dream we'll go somewhere that's green.
Bob Keith. And if you were listening at home instead of being here in the audience, you missed a fascinating slideshow of Saturday Evening Post-style slides that played behind her during that song. So hurry on down, and you won't miss any of the other visual jokes that happen on the radio show. Well, it's that time of the show where we like to chat with the good folks whose generosity brings us to you week in and week out, and it's my great pleasure to welcome to the stage from the Lanesboro Lions Club, Carrie Eversole.
Thanks, Hal.
Carrie, as always, I want to start our interview by saying thanks so much to you and all the Lanesboro Lions. You've been supporters of this program for the entire 16 years that we've been on the air, and it's meant incredibly much to us. It really moves us a lot.
Our pleasure. It's a great show, and of course, I've got a little vested interest in the program because I'm part of the gang on some occasions, but...
Oh, I thought maybe you were making a play on words with the vest that you were wearing and that vest of interest.
No, that
can you describe that vest? Because I think our listening audience would love to know what it is
well,
that you're wearing.
Well, it's a bold yellow-gold color with trimmed in a bright purple with the lion's symbol on the left and a bunch of pins here and there.
And what do those pins mean? What are they for?
Well, one of the pins is... our own Lanesboro Lions Club pin.
Nice.
And some of the other pins have come from other clubs from around our region.
And what happens when they pin you?
Not what you think.
Just thought I'd check. So what's the Lanesboro Lions Club up to these days?
Well, we're trying to fulfill our motto of We Serve. The Lanesboro Lions are part of 45,000 clubs and around the world that are trying to serve our communities in a number of ways. Folks probably know the Lions best by our work for fighting blindness,
mm-hmm.
and the folks have probably seen a Lions eyeglass collection box in a bank or a grocery store, perhaps, and we recycle about 400,000 eyeglasses a year.
Wow.
Refurbish them and hand them on to others who can make use of them.
That's great. And what else does the local chapter do? Because I know you guys are really invested in the community.
Besides helping to sponsor this fine program, we helped to sponsor the annual fifth grade trip to Eagle Bluff. We support the Lanesboro Art Center Picture Parade program, which is a volunteer program mm-hmm. to bring art into the classrooms, elementary classrooms. We give scholarships to two graduating seniors each year. We help to sponsor a physically challenged individual to attend Camp Winnebago in Caledonia every summer. We support the local Lions Club International Peace Poster Contest here in our school system, support the Lanesboro Library. And right now, our latest project is to help with the community center renovation. We're helping to raise money to purchase new kitchen equipment for the community center kitchen down on the lower level. We also hope to raise enough funds to replace the curtain on the stage in the gymnasium level of the community center.
That's great. And the way you raise this money is, I know that you sell raffle tickets, and there's a like 1 month a year that people walk
away
with
some cash.
We sell
our raffle tickets usually April and May, and then the prizes are awarded during the month of June.
June, right. Mm-hmm. And then you do the Santa breakfast?
We have Santa breakfast, usually the second Saturday in December. It's a free will donation for the breakfast, and that usually is contributed to the Fillmore County Food Shelf.
Great. And what else, what other fundraising activities you guys engaged in?
We often have usually one fish fry a year host and use the proceeds to help pay for some of these programs. And this year we usually have a shift at the Buffalo Bill Days beer and brat tent. Mm-hmm. This year we've also managed that, so hopefully we'll get a few extra dollars for taking on that task.
Sure. And now, I know that the Lions used to be exclusively a masculine club, and I understand that it's now open to both genders?
It is both open to both men and women.
And you meet?
We meet the second Saturday of the month at 8 o'clock at the Cottage House Inn here in Lanesboro.
And you're open to new members?
We certainly are open to new members.
Carrie, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's always a pleasure
to
have you. And thanks to the Lions Club for your support.
You're very
Carrie
welcome.
Eversole, the Lanesboro Lions. And now, please welcome our youth musical guests, Abby and Sam Stocker. Sam Stocker. Ladies.
Hi.
Is one of you going to speak or are both of you?
What? Sorry.
I said, is one of you going to speak or are both of you going to speak?
I think just I'm going to speak.
Okay. Can you introduce yourself and your sister?
Well, I'm Abby Stockard, and this is my sister, Sam.
And what did you just play for us?
We played Ashokan Farewell. A lot of people recognize it from the documentary The Civil War.
Great.
But otherwise, great. It's just a nice song.
So, Abby, how long have you been playing keyboard?
12 years.
And how long has Sam been playing violin?
10.
Okay, great. And you guys both have sort of big plans for next year, right? Where are you headed, Abby?
Well, I just graduated from Lanesboro High School, and I'll be going to Bethel University in St. Paul.
Okay.
But Sam is going to spend her junior year abroad as an exchange student in Turkey.
In Turkey, wow. And Sam, you can just nod this answer, and I'll relay it to the studio. Will you be taking your violin to Turkey with you? Aha. We're getting the shoulders in the air, which means we're not quite sure. It sort of depends on customs. Great. Well, it's great having you both. Best of luck at Bethel College, Abby. And Sam, have a great year in Turkey. Sam and Abby Stocker. All right, you want to crank up that beacon, baby? And now, news and notes.
Ah, the beacon just isn't working.
Clearly. Glenn, could we get some electricity for the beacon at some point? This is really bad. All right, the Post Bulletin is going to be busting with information in the coming week. Here's a peek at some of the good stuff you can expect to see in Southeast Minnesota's largest newspaper. The hefty weekend edition takes you on patrol in Afghanistan with Minnesota Army National Guard Captain Joseph Christensen, who grew up in Rochester. The special report from an embedded journalist follows Christensen to the ancient Afghan fort where John Walker Lind, known as the American Taliban, fought against American forces. You'll also want to check out the report from Wanamingo, where the mayor and the city council members are thinking about refusing their salaries. Ooh, it's not big bucks, but the message looms large. Looking ahead, you'll find inspiration in a Red Wing coach's vision for a monument to integrity and character. Kevin Horvat died last year after a battle with Parkinson's disease, but his dream of a 10-foot sundial near the school stadium lives on. Finally, they're headed to the market, the Byron Farmers Market, that is. It's the first year for the market. And Mayor Ann Dirks says she's been surprised by the variety of vendors selling everything from beets to sweet corn fresh from the earth. All this and more news from your neighborhood for just 50 cents a day. For home delivery, call 1-800-562-1758. That's the news from the Post Bulletin. And now, please welcome our special musical guest, Smash the Windows. And As is our custom here at Over the Back Fence, we like to take time between the first and subsequent numbers to get to know our musical guests. So tell me a little bit about Smash the Windows.
Well, we're an Irish, bluegrass, Celtic, everything band, really.
You're an Irish, bluegrass, Celtic, everything band.
Yeah.
Excellent. Can you introduce your band members for us?
Let's see, down on the end, who is running off the stage is Marshall. He plays drum and guitar.
Sorry, I had to get my rag, because otherwise I can't keep my drum wet.
Yeah, it's part of the everything. Go ahead. So that's Marshall.
And next is my brother, Hugh. He's on banjo.
Hugh.
And this is Kara. She plays violin.
Kara.
And Luke on mandolin.
Luke. And you are?
And I am Marie. I play violin and mandolin, whatever we need at the moment.
Excellent. Excellent. And the name of the first tune that you did for us was?
Hickory Hollow, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hickory Hollow, right.
Yeah.
That's kind of that also fits in that everything. Well, it's how long have you been playing together?
This summer.
This summer?
Yep.
Very brave of you. Welcome to the stage.
Yeah.
And it's probably too soon to say, do you have a CD that you've created?
Nope.
No. So there's like no shameless self-promotion tonight.
Not at all. No.
People get out of here with all their change. Okay, great. Will we be playing together? Do you have other gigs lined up?
Well, we actually did pretty much everything this week, and then we're going back to school.
I see. Do you all go to the same school, or do you go to different schools?
Hugh, Kara, and I, we're all going to St. Mary's University in Winona.
Okay. And Slacker, where are you going?
I see how it is. I'm actually out of school now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm a landscaper. I'm a landscape artist.
There you go. Landscape artist.
There you go.
Excellent. All right. Well, do you have another number for us, I hope?
We do. We have two more.
Excellent. Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, Smash the Windows once again.
Well, on this next one, it's I'll Fly Away, and we could use the help if you would all sing along.
You can. Yeah.
Some bright morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Fly away.
Windows. And I'm given to understand that these talented young musicians have one more song for us. So here they are one last time. Smash the Windows. Oh, please, no, take your time, really. And we'll just describe to the audience that they look like they're escapees from a 1930s road gang. Keep tuning. Don't mind paying no attention to the man with the microphone. It's remarkable, none of these people are over the age of 25.
Yeah.
Marshall's close, but nobody's over the age of 25.
Yes. We had this discussion earlier.
Yes, we did. As we also talked now about breaking windows and or mirrors.
And or...
None of that. Nope.
None of that. Good. Nope. All right. One more time. Smash the windows. Thank you. Smash the windows. Does my heart good to hear a little klezmer music here in the Bluff
That's
Country.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Oh. You're listening to Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Comedy program live from the Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIL Preston, 1060 AM and 103.1 FM in Chatfield. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll hear the sweet vocal stylings of Carolyn Freeze.
We'll also hear the next installment of Days of Our Roadsboro.
Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Lost Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion Wheelock Attorneys,
Little River General Store,
Riverside of the Restaurant,
the Lanesboro Lions
the
Club,
the Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
the Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associate Bank Lanesboro. We invite you to come down and join us live Sundays, but it can't. Listen home at 1060 on your AM or 103.1 on your FM radio dial. Well, I tell you, Damon, after hearing a little bit of klezmer music, I'm going to rush right home and polish the silver.
All right.
Because that's what my grandmother would have been doing. Listen to that music and polishing the silver.
Polishing the silver.
All right. Well, you know, I think it might be time to ask for a little bit of divine inspiration or at least some forgiveness. And here to help us connect with the spirit up above, please welcome Carolyn Freeze with Simple Gifts.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we found ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning we come round right. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning we come round right.
Carolyn Freeze, ladies and gentlemen, Simple Gifts. Well, Damon, on a show about household chores, it seems only fitting that we have our resident expert on household affairs join us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lena Ann.
Hi. My name is Lena Ann, and I'm 8 years old. My father's a farmer, and my mother's a farmer's wife. That makes me a farmer's daughter. I was named after my grandma, Lena. She's very old. She lives with us. She's my best friend. I was late today because I was ironing. But I didn't have time to iron my bonnet or my apron. Does it look okay?
Yes.
My friend had given a cleaning day to her grandma for a birthday present. So I went with my friend and I met her grandma. She had her dead Shih Tzu dog, Fifi, stuffed and was sitting on the stairway.
I'm sorry, Lena Ann, what was that? What kind of a dog was that?
Shih Tzu. Shih Tzu.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Its white hair was all combed long and pretty and soft. And my friend's grandma told me to be really careful with Fifi. I was vacuuming the stair carpeting, and the vacuum kind of sucked up Fifi's hair. And then it got stuck and started banging up and down. So I turned off the vacuum. It took a long time to get Fifi off. When I pulled him loose, he bounced down the stairs. Then I kind of brushed his hair to fix it and cover up the bare spot. I used my friend's grandma's brush because it had the same color hair in it. My friend's grandma never heard anything because she's kind of deaf. But I haven't been over there to help clean again lately. Last year, I told my teacher that my mom and dad needed me to stay home from school so I could help them clean out the whole barn and get it ready for their big anniversary barn dance party. My teacher told me I had 4 tests that day and really shouldn't miss school. I said, thanks, that's the answer I was hoping for. Our pastor came to visit the other day, and my mom saw him pull into the driveway, and she yelled at me to put the mess of the kitchen out of sight. So I put it all away really fast. My mom thanked me after the pastor left. Of course, she was pretty upset later on when the dishes, wash rags, and Tupperware made a big mess of the oven after she turned it on for cooking supper. We had macaroni and cheese that night.
Out. Did you have any leftover?
Out, huh?
Did you have any leftover?
No, but we had to eat it outside on the picnic table because it sort of smelled bad in the house. I don't like ironing much, even though I did it today. I don't get an allowance, so I just sort of do it. I like to use my mom's curling iron on my bonnet. That way I can stand in front of the mirror and I don't have to set up the ironing board and the iron. My mom said her next house won't have a kitchen, just vending machines and a big trash barrel. She asked me to bake a chocolate cake for my dad's birthday, so I did. Then I ended up washing the kitchen floor, wiping down the cupboards and the ceiling, and I cleaned the windows over the sink, and then I took a bath. My mom was really happy, but she couldn't figure out why I did so many chores without being asked. I never told her how I had lifted the electric meter out of the bowl before turning it off. My chore is to clean the bathroom every week, and you know what really works well on cleaning the toilet? Those tablets my grandma uses to dissolve in the water for her false teeth. Just give it 20 minutes and then just brush and flush. He liked that one. My dad doesn't like messes, and he doesn't like cleaning up messes. And when my grandma Lena gave my baby brother a water pistol for his birthday, my dad said, Mom, don't you remember how I drove you crazy and made such a mess when I played with my water pistol when I was little? My grandma smiled and said, yes. It was wash day, and I decided to wash my frog. So I asked my mom if I could use some laundry detergent. My mom said that washing my frog in laundry detergent would kill it. So when I was done washing him, he was dead. But my mom said she told me not to use laundry detergent on my frog, and I told her I didn't. But the frog must not have liked the spin dry cycle. I think everyone should help with chores, especially mine. But I help my Grandma Lena all the time, like when I help her make her bed after my mom has washed the sheets and hung them out on the line and they smell so fresh. Grandma likes it when I help her do that. We don't say much. We just fold the back of the top of the sheet over the blanket and I tuck it all in for her. And then I pull up the bottom a bit so her feet have room to move. And then I tuck a Kleenex under her pillow after I sprinkle it with a little lavender water to help her sleep well. The night before she gets into bed, she kisses the picture of my grandpa that sits by her bed. There are lip marks on his face from where she kisses him. She says to him, "Save a spot for me." She misses him a lot, and I know I'll miss her when she's gone to heaven. Last night, we tapped on the wall to say goodnight to each other, and I said to her, "Save a spot for me." That's all I have to say.
Lena. I just have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Number one, did you ask your grandpa to save a spot for your frog?
God loves all creatures, and they have a spot in heaven, no matter what they are or where they've been or whether they live through the spin dry cycle or not.
And my next question is, when the frog made it through the spin dry cycle, were you able to take him out intact, or was he in pieces?
He was a dead piece.
Just one piece.
But he was dry.
And how was the inside of the washer?
The inside of the washer is kind of a brown green, but my mother just used that to dye some curtains.
I think that's all the questions that I have. Thank you. Lena Ann, welcome to the show.
Wow.
And now please welcome to the microphone Steph Dickens, Sarah Hawkins, Lynn Susag, and Barb Keith with Motherless Child. Motherless Child, Steph Dickens, Barb Keith, Sarah Hawkins, and Lynn Susag. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone the Commonweal Radio Theater of the Air with Days of Our Roadsboro. Like chores in an hourglass, so are the days of our Roadsboro. When we last left Roadsboro, Dracula had just returned from Mexico with a lethal poison. The chef was trying to win the heart of Lolly Local, and Edna was threatening to leave Ole Peterson again. Will it all work out? Join us now, for these are the days of our Roadsboro. Over at the depths of hell bed and breakfast, Shackle had just returned from Saliva Park and found herself in a cold embrace with her partner in crime, Dracula.
Welcome back, my pet. How was your trip?
Long and boring, but at least I got what I wanted.
And what was it?
I hold in my hand a poison so lethal that once people consume it, they'll die instantly. Therefore, destroying Roadsboro as we know it.
But how will people consume it? Remember, your last plan to poison people through the water supply failed.
Yes, I know, and thank you for reminding me. This time I'm going to invite all the important people of Roadsboro to a private dinner party at the old village harlot. When everything is served, I'll simply put the poison in the food.
And therefore destroying Roadsboro as we know it.
Yes. So where were you? You never leave the B&B.
I went down to Saliva Park. I actually met and talked to some of the locals. Some of them were nice.
Bah, all locals in this town are elitist, non-friendly dolts.
But if you took the time to talk to them, you'd find that they...
I don't need to know them, Shackle. I need to kill them. Come, we've got some planning to do.
Meanwhile, over at the old village harlot, the chef and the dish dog were busy in the kitchen getting ready for the supper rush.
Hurry up and wash this bowl, will ya? I need it right back. Now what?
Why do you have to dirty up so many bowls and pans and containers and pots and utensils?
Because I'm cooking. You think I'm going to make the same food in the same pan? Ah, get a grip, dog.
It's just so much work. I have to work hard here, and then I have to go home and work even harder.
And how is that possible?
I have chores at home. When I get home, I have to change Kitty's cat box.
Every day? Why?
Because Kitty deserves the best. You understand? Kitty must have a clean place to do her business every day because her paws are sensitive. And if Kitty doesn't have a clean box, Kitty gets angry. When I first got her, I learned the hard way. After the third night, I awoke to Kitty sitting on my chest holding a piece of kitty poop in her paw. What is this? She said. Kitty, what's going on? I said. You expect me to use a litter box day after day with this in it? Do you leave your waste in the toilet day after day? I didn't realize, I said. I am so sorry. So sorry. And I was so sorry to hurt Kitty that way. I'm sorry, Kitty. I'll never do it again.
All right. Stop crying already. You are such a wuss.
Hey, guys. I just got a phone call from... What's wrong with Dog?
He just told another kitty story. I may have to gag him again.
Why is it no one gets it? Why? Why?
What were you saying about a phone call, Lolly?
I just got a phone call from Dark Dracula. He runs the depths of...
Yeah, I know what he does. What does he want?
He wants to do a private dinner party here next week. He said he doesn't care about the cost and that you can create any menu you'd like.
Really? It's about time someone sees my genius.
So it's a yes?
Of course it's a yes. Why would I turn that down?
And if I had said yes without getting permission, you would have yelled at me for that. I just can't win with you, can I?
You tell him, Lolly!
Shut up, dog! Look, Lolly, I have a lot of prep to do here.
Yeah, I get it. You're busy, and that's why you yelled at me. You were supposed to be working on being nice, remember?
Yeah, remember that?
I am being nice. Normally, I would shove Dish Dog's head into the wash sink for speaking when not spoken to, but I didn't, did I?
If you want to win my heart back, you're going to have to try harder.
Come on, give me a break. I'm getting sick of having to jump through all these hoops for you.
Then stop jumping.
Thank you.
And you can forget about me, too.
As Lolly stormed out of the kitchen, back at the depths of hell.
I made all the necessary calls. The dinner is lined up.
Excellent. Now I just have to get some entertainment.
I heard O.E. Peterson is back in town.
Well, this is perfect. Rhodesbro's world-famous Norwegian folk singer.
Dracula, are you sure you want to do this?
Of course I do. We've been trying to destroy Rhodesbro for the last 16 years.
That's just the thing. I think we should stop.
What are you talking about? We're evil, Shackle. This town must be destroyed.
I'm not so sure anymore. Even if we kill the powers that be at the dinner party, it's not going to destroy Rhodesbro. Someone else will step up and take over, and we'll have accomplished nothing.
You're not seeing the big picture. The people that will step up and take over will be us. Once we have the control, we can continue to destroy Rhodesbro until it's gone. All of it.
16 years is a long time to hate Dracula. I'm afraid that I can't continue with this plan.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not, and I'm asking you to look into your heart and stop this madness.
I don't have a heart. I'm dead.
You do have a heart. You just have to find it again.
That's impossible. I'm evil, and I'll continue to be evil forever.
Then I think this is a good time that we part ways.
What? You're leaving me? After all we've been through.
I can't keep doing this. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Shackle, come back here right now! Shackle! Fine. Be that way. I can do this by myself. I don't need anybody.
As Dracula continued his rage, out at Ole Peterson's farm, Ole was sitting in his recording studio dealing with some relationship problems of his own.
Yeah, that darn wife of mine, Dan. Ugh. She wants me to keep working and writing songs so she can get more money, dear. But what if I don't want to write anymore, Dan? What if I've written all my best songs already, don't you know? I mean, how can you beat this one, Dan? Yeah, just yesterday morning, I found out you were gone. Edna, the corn planter's named after you. I got in my tractor, yeah, and I plowed up that lawn. I just can't believe that we are really true. Oh, I've seen corn and I've seen hay. I've seen oat fields that I thought would never end. Yeah, I loved pickup trucks when I could not find a friend. But I never thought that you'd leave me there, Dan.
Ollie!
I thought,
What are you doing in here?
Nothing, Edna. Just working on some songs, Dan.
Good. Because you have a gig at the Old Village Harlot next week.
What? I don't do small venues anymore there.
Oh, you do now. This guy named Dracula is paying us $100,000 for you to sing at his private party.
Oof, Dan. That's a lot of cash there.
Yeah, you think? You're doing it, Ole, and that's that.
If that's that, then we've run out of time. With so many relationships on the rocks, will things get better? Will Dracula really succeed in his plans? For these answers and more, join us next time for These Are the Days of Our Rhodesbro, the Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air, featuring Forrest Musselman, Claire Kenning, Stella Burt, Brennan Keller, Michael Van Skoik, Jesse Sherman, Daniel Stock, and yours truly. Well, it's always good to revisit Rhodesbro, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah, what a mess they left on the stage, though.
Yeah, they did.
Who's going to clean up that mess? Is that you?
I guess it'll probably be me.
I guess so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone the one thing that helps every household chore, Stella Burt singing Spoonful of Sugar.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to me.
everybody!
That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, the medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, the medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
That's bringing our show to a close. I want to thank our special musical guest, Smash the Windows, youth musical guest, Sam and Abby Stocker, Kevry Ebersole from the Lanesboro Lions Club, Steph Dickens, Barb Keith, Lynn Susag, Sarah Hawkins, the Over the Back Fence Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air, my co-host Damon Prestman.
And the host of Over the Back Fence, Hal Kropp.
Heidi Dibbing, ladies and gentlemen, the hardest working woman in show business, Stellar Stella Burt. Make sure you join us next week for our salute to American folklore. We hope you've had a great week. We hope it's a good week for you. Stay happy, stay healthy, and join us back here. Go down the medicine, go down the medicine, go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.